Hello, hello, my feel-good friend, and welcome to this quick and actionable mini-sode with three tips for staying consistent on social media. If you missed it, this week's regular episode of the Feel Good Social Podcast was all about the secret to success when it comes to social media, and I'll tell you the secret right now. It is consistency. So in this week's regular episode, I did dive into why the heck consistency is so freaking important when it comes to marketing in general, but especially social media. Staying consistent and playing the long game is truly how you will see those results you want to see. So head back to episode 88 and check out that if you're interested in why the heck consistency is so freaking important and what the heck consistency actually means, right? Because that is something that I definitely had to learn when it came to showing up on social media, because people shout about consistency, be consistent. The key to success is consistency. I don't know. A lot of people shout about it, okay? But they don't actually tell you what consistency means. And so I dive deeper into that in this week's episode 88 of the podcast. Check it out. But for today's mini-sode, I'm going to be quickly sharing my three favorite tips for staying consistent when it comes to social media. Okay. These are tips that you can actually implement today. They are tips that I have definitely been implementing and that have truly helped me stay consistent for my brand, especially on social media. And so I can't wait to dive in. Let's do it. Friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. All right, my friend, the very first tip that I have for you when it comes to staying consistent on social media is to know your brand, okay? If you listen to episode 88 of the podcast, you did hear that consistency doesn't just mean showing up and posting again and again over time. That's only part of what consistency means on social media. Consistency also means showing up in the same way as the same brand again and again over time, because showing up as the same brand persona is really what's going to build your audience's trust on that deepest level, right? And so we really need to understand who the heck your brand is and how you can show up as your brand in that consistent way, right? And so that is one of the things that has truly, truly helped me to stay consistent for Feel Good Social. Like when I first started my business, I was trying to be something, right? I was trying to be this brand. I was trying to be that brand. I didn't really have a great understanding of who Feel Good Social truly was. And it made it hard for me to show up online for Feel Good Social. I felt like I was posting this and that and the other thing every other week, right? Like splatting spaghetti on the wall. Not just spaghetti though, like penne and some other type of noodle. I don't really know my noodles very well, but like slapping lots of different types of noodles on the wall instead of just Feel Good Social spaghetti, right? So hopefully this analogy is making sense to you. But my friend, the point is, the more you know your brand, the more you to the core understand who the heck your brand is, the easier it's going to be for you to just show up consistently. That was my experience with Feel Good Social. Like once I truly understood who Feel Good Social is and how she wants to show up, the message that she spreads, the way she wants to make people like you feel when you come into contact with us. I do, and side note, I do think of like Feel Good Social as like a separate entity a lot. Like it just is one of those helpful things for me to think about my brand in that way. So hopefully it doesn't sound too weird, like a person who's talking about herself in third person or anything. I think of Feel Good Social as this separate identity persona. So just had to throw that out there. But anyway, maybe that's going to be helpful for you with your brand as well, right? Who the heck is your brand? What message do you want to spread? How do you want to make your ideal customers feel? What is your personality? How do you want to show up online for your brand? Once you understand who the heck your brand is, showing up consistently as that persona is so, so much easier. And if you want help with this, my friend, I have lots of different resources. One, my brand vibe quiz at feelgoodsocial.com/quiz. It's super fun. It's one of those 7 question quizzes that's like super just like fun questions. And ultimately your results will share who your brand personality is, the voice, the visuals, all of those things. It will give you some guidance there. I also have episode 30 and 31 of the Feel Good Social podcast are my original kind of brand vibe episodes that go dive deeper into branding when it comes to social media. So definitely go back and listen to those as well. That will help you figure out who the heck your brand is. Okay. And when you do, my friend, it's just like a breath of fresh air. It's like such a relief. You're not trying to show up on social media. You fully understand who the heck you are and how the heck you should show up. It's so nice. Okay. The second tip I have for staying consistent on social media is batching your content. And I did just probably shout that in your ear because I'm so excited. I geek out when it comes to batch planning content because not only do I find it fun, I'm kind of nerdy like that when it comes to strategy and whatnot, but also batch planning saved my life when I first started my business. Sitting down at the beginning of every month and really mapping out my content and creating a monthly content plan for myself and all of my clients. And then also creating posts and batch planning posts and scheduling them to go out so I didn't have to worry about them. That has changed my life when it comes to being consistent for my clients and for Feel Good Social. So batch planning your content every month is so, so helpful and allows you to stay consistent without wasting your precious time or stressing out about it. I am going to be releasing next week's episode 89, I believe, is going to be all about batch planning. So definitely tune in for that, my friend. Set a reminder on your phone or make sure that you're following the podcast so you don't miss that episode because I'm going to be diving deep into my personal batch planning process. It's the process that I teach my social map students for my online course and all of those things. Definitely tune into that episode 89 next week. All about batch planning. You know, I'm going to be geeking out on it. But for now, just realize that, you know, batch planning is so, so helpful. And if you're struggling with accountability when it comes to batch planning, that's actually something that I'm going to be implementing into our new Feel Good Social Club membership that's going to be opening in November. We're going to be taking signups late October. So definitely add your name to the waitlist. feelgoodsocial.com/club is where you'll find the waitlist and more information about the Feel Good Social Club, our membership. But basically, we're going to be doing monthly content planning calls where we'll all get together and just talk about things that are coming up in the upcoming month. We will break into small groups and create a plan of attack for our upcoming month. And we will leave each session with a strategy planned out that we can go and take and implement and batch plan our content and actually get it done because I know accountability is hard. So I'm very excited for this. Head to feelgoodsocial.com/club to add your name to the wait list. It's going to be awesome, my friend. Okay. My final tip for staying consistent when it comes to social media is getting back on that horse when you fall off of it, my friend. This is a lesson that I have had to learn again and again and again, and I preach it to everyone because it's one of those things we just need to get over, okay? Here's the thing. When it comes to consistency, my friend, when it comes to anything that we make commitment to, we're not going to stay consistent. There are going to be days when we just can't post. There are going to be weeks when you just can't release a podcast episode if you're me, right? That's a lesson I had to learn with my podcast is I tried to stay consistent every week. I heard big name entrepreneurs like Jenna Kutcher and Amy Porterfield shouting about, I haven't missed a week of podcasting since I started my podcast. And so I came into the podcast being like, oh my gosh, the most important thing in the world is to release an episode every week. If I don't, I'm going to lose everyone. If I don't, the world is going to go down in a fiery ball of flames. This is the, I know it sounds insane, but this is the insane voice that was going on in my head, right? But here's the truth. We are all going to miss days of posting. We are all going to miss weeks of podcasting or whatever the heck it is that you're trying to do. And that's okay. And it's not the end of the world. And the most important thing that we can do when we do miss those whatevers are get back on the horse afterwards, right? This is why people fail at diets, is because they're like, I'm going to eat healthy. And all of a sudden they have a donut and the diet's over. It's too bad. It's done. I couldn't do the diet. No, all you have to do is next week, not eat the donut again or whatever the heck, right? I laugh so much because that's how my brain works too, right? It's all or nothing, but it's really not all or nothing. Consistency doesn't mean all or nothing. Make that mindset shift, my friend. It's going to change your life. If you make a mistake, if you accidentally miss something or fall off the horse, quote unquote, just hop back on it, okay? And try again. It's not the end of the world. You don't just like go down in a fiery ball of flames if you eat a donut, my friend. You can just not eat it next time and it's going to be fine. Okay. So I just wanted to say that because that mindset shift has been huge for me. Letting go of my guilt when I don't meet my own expectations. It's been insane. It's so great. And that is how you stay consistent in anything in life, but also social media. Okay, my friend. So I hope that you enjoyed these three tips for staying consistent. Know your freaking brand so you can show up in a consistent way and it's easy. Batch plan your content so you aren't just scrambling to post all the time and scrambling to stay consistent. It's actually easier to stay consistent that way. And then also, if you do mess up, you can get back on the train. It's fine. If you fall off the content train, just hop back on it when you're ready, my friend. And just keep staying consistent and chugging along, even if you miss a day of posting or something like that. All right, my friend, I hope that you have a wonderful week. If you're interested in joining the Feel Good Social Club, there is no commitment to add your name to the waitlist. Just go ahead and add your name at feelgoodsocial.com/club. So that you can just be notified when doors open and you can get our founding member price and perks and all those things. I would absolutely love to have you join us. So definitely check it out. And I will catch you next Tuesday for our deep dive into batch planning content. That is not an episode you're going to want to miss, my friend. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.